You are listening to the audio of Sexting Bliss in the Office, brought to you by sexierstories.com. Please visit our website for more erotica pleasure. Now let's get started. I never imagined that my day-to-day interactions at work would lead to anything more than a few shared laughs. But then again, I've always been open to new experiences. It was during one of those typical mundane days when the unexpected happened. And it all started with an innocent question from my coworker James. "Hey Samantha, do you know how to fix this printer issue?" he messaged through our work chat platform. I wasn't really an IT expert, but I tried to give him some pointers anyway. From that moment on, we started chatting more frequently, sharing funny memes and discussing our favorite TV shows during lunch breaks. It was only a matter of time before our conversation shifted from casual topics to something more personal and intimate. We began exchanging messages about our families, hobbies, and past relationships. And as the days went by, I found myself increasingly attracted to him, not just physically, but emotionally too. One day, while we were discussing our favorite foods, James sent me a message that made my heart race. "I think I'd rather eat you than any dessert," he wrote with a wink emoji attached. My face flushed red as I stared at his words on the screen, feeling both shocked and excited by this sudden twist in our conversation. Without thinking twice, I replied with a bold statement of my own. "Well, if you were here right now, I'd let you do whatever you wanted to me." The moment I hit send, I felt a rush of adrenaline coursing through my veins, knowing full well that there was no going back from this point. From then on, our sexting became more and more explicit, fueled by the thrill of pushing boundaries and exploring each other's desires in a safe and controlled environment. We described in great detail what we would do if we were alone together, how I would undress him slowly, tracing my fingers along every inch of his toned body before leaning down to take his erect cock into my mouth. He told me about how he wanted to spread my legs wide open and feast on my soaked pussy, sucking my clit until I screamed out in pleasure. The more we sexted, the hornier we both got. Sometimes, when we were alone at our desks, we would secretly touch ourselves beneath the surface of our clothes, imagining that it was each other's hands we felt instead. Our messages grew increasingly dirty and naughty as we shared fantasies about being bound together with handcuffs or engaging in a passionate game of strip poker, just so we could finally see each other naked. As the weeks went by, our sexting became an almost daily ritual, one that neither of us wanted to give up, even though we knew it was only temporary. We both understood that once this secret flirtation came to an end, life would go back to normal, and we'd never be able to share these intimate moments again. But for now, all I could think about was how much I wanted him inside me, filling me up with his cock until I couldn't take it anymore. And as I sat there at my desk, staring blankly at the screen while our latest round of sexting continued to unfold, I knew that no matter what happened next, this experience would be etched into my memory forever. As our conversation reached its peak, James sent me a message that made my heart race even faster than before. "I'm going to make you come so hard, baby." My body trembled with anticipation as I replied, "Yes, please. Make me come all over your desk right now." Without missing a beat, he wrote back, "Your pussy is dripping wet for me, isn't it? Tell me how much you want my cock inside you." My fingers flew across my phone as I typed out my response. "I need it so bad. I can feel my juices running down my thighs just thinking about it." The moment he read my message, his hand slid beneath the waistband of his pants, stroking himself furiously while imagining how tight and warm my pussy would be around his cock. Meanwhile, I reached into my own panties, rubbing my clit in quick, circular motions as I described to him every detail of what I was feeling. from the pressure building up inside me to the tingling sensation spreading throughout my entire body. As we continued to sext each other, our excitement grew more and more intense, until finally it became too much for either one of us to bear any longer. As I touched myself at my desk with a final gasp of pleasure, I felt my orgasm wash over me like a tidal wave, causing my muscles to clench around my fingers as I came harder than ever before. Just moments after I recovered from the intensity of my climax, James sent me one last message. "That was so fucking hot. I can't wait until next time." And as I sat there at my desk, still trembling from the aftershocks of my orgasm, I knew that I was ready to take this a step further. So for now, we'll continue to share our most intimate fantasies through these messages on our phones, knowing full well where this is headed. Because when it comes down to it, all either one of us really wants is to feel closer to each other, even if it means breaking every rule in the book just to make it happen. Thank you for listening to the audio of Sexting Bliss in the Office. If you enjoyed it, please like and follow us for more. You can also visit our website, sexiestories.com, for more erotica pleasure.